Welcome to my shamanic life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers and healers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. It might be helpful to have a yoga block or a bolster or something to substitute, perhaps a rolled blanket today. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so you feel nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. My body is feeling a little stiff today, particularly my shoulder, which has been aching. But I'm also feeling very lighthearted and excited about what's coming up. Outside, we're getting some fluffy snow, just lightly falling. I call it snow globe snow, making a perfect winter picture. Although it's not quite winter yet, but we are moving toward the winter solstice on December 21st, Yule. If you're in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, you can participate in a fun 10-day suggestion of activities to take us to the solstice, to make it a really magical Yule. It's easy to join. You can find the link in the show notes on myshamaniclife.com and just request to become part of our group. We'd love to have you. And since you're listening to this podcast, I have an event coming up that is for you. For all of the yoga teachers and practitioners, the energy workers, the healers who have big dreams and are ready to live the extraordinary life of an inspirational leader and change maker. On Thursday, December 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you can join me for 5 solid steps to get real and change the world. You can get a complimentary pass to this webinar by going to debbiephilp.com/solidsteps. That's debbiephilp.com/solidsteps. Or go to myshamaniclife.com and find the link in the show notes. The card that I pulled today is Raccoon from Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Deck. Raccoon is the essence of those of us who are talented but hiding in the shadows. The artist who wants to be out there and extraordinary but is taking on that starving artist mentality. Raccoon asks, "What if I'm ready to grow into something more?" Our challenge for all of us who have creative side is to be creative and put ourselves out there in a very authentic way which is of course vulnerable. Raccoon wears his mask so that the person that he or she is putting out there in front of the world is not quite the authentic self. And sometimes taking on that persona is exactly the right thing to do. That stage name or way of being in the world, but it can create a lot of internal conflict. We have to work through that ego fear of being authentic in the world, of being ourselves and knowing that that's enough, putting ourselves out there for the world to see. I really resonate with that. A lot of the shadow work that I've done over the past couple of years has been around that very issue, being authentic and being in the world and sharing my big dreams. So Raccoon is inviting us all to start to work through, to take off our masks and to put that beautiful self out into the world, everything that you create. Let's move into a yoga practice, Yin, dragon pose, working into that creative energy of the sacral energetic center by opening the hips. But dragon pose also challenges us to sit, be comfortable in ourselves. And also, there's a little core engagement as we start to play deeper into this pose that fires up our will. So if you'd like to join me for yoga and you haven't unrolled your mat yet, go ahead and do that. And I suggest it at the top of the podcast if you had a bolster or yoga block or even a folded up blanket to go ahead and set that up. And then come onto your mat in child's pose, opening your knees out toward the sides of your mat as wide as you can go comfortably. Bring your big toes together, sink your hips to your heels, let your forehead come down onto the mat. Rest your arms out in front of you. Take a big breath in through your nose. Let it out with a sigh. Take another deep, refreshing breath in and sigh it out. One more breath in, bringing in that prana, the vital energy of life. And letting go of anything you need to become fully present to your practice, to your body, to your being. Breathe deeply in and out through your nose. Feel the movement of your breath. You bring it deeper down into your body. You expand the breath into the belly and the low back, the hips. Let the expanding breath create some space. Feel your tailbone. Make micro movements closer to your heels as your low back gently opens. With your arms still extended forward, lift up onto the tips of your fingers and walk your hands out in front of you like little spiders walking toward the top of your mat. Keep reaching your hips back and feel the sides of your body getting a little longer as your elbows lift up off the floor. And bringing your head just a fraction of an inch off the floor, walk your hands to the right and bend your upper body towards your right knee. Keep your left hip back towards your heel so your left side is opening up. When you've gone as far as you can to the right side, relax your head back down. Lower your palms to the floor. And if you'd like to feel a little more stretch through the left side, Move your left hand on top of your right hand and gently use your left hand to press your right palm into the floor. Breathe into your left side as it opens with your breath, making space between the ribs, the sides of your waist. Couple more breaths. Slide your left hand off of the right. Lift your palms so you're back onto your fingertips, hands like spiders. Lift your head just off of the floor and walk your hands back through center and then over to the left, bending your torso towards your left knee. When you've gone as far as you can in that direction, release your forehead down. Flatten your palms and then walk your right hand over on top of the left and press the left palm down to feel even more stretch on the right side. Keep easing your right sitting bone back towards your heel and breathe into your right side. Feel the space that you're creating with your breath. Gently easing the ribs apart. Separating your right hip from your right side ribs. Move your right hand off of the left. Lift to your fingertips. Lift your head just off the floor. Walk your hands back to center. Put your head back down. Relax your arms. Take a few more breaths in child's pose. Feeling how your body shifted just from that gentle pose, stretching open the sides. Walk your hands in towards your knees and come up onto your hands and knees. Bring your knees underneath your hips and your hands about 6 inches in front of your shoulders. Slide your hips forward towards your hands. And as you take your next breath in, press your hips to the right and circle them back towards your heels. And as you exhale, press your hips to the left and circle them forward towards your hands again. Inhale, continue to circle to the right and back towards your heels. As you exhale, the hips go to the left, circle them forward towards your hands, and continue again to the right and keep circling in this direction with your breath, taking your time. Notice what's happening in your hips and low back as you circle. You might find a pop or crack. Take another circle around. And when you get to the end of your exhale, pause. And then press your hips to the left as you inhale. Circle back towards your heels. And then bring your hips to the right. And circle them forward towards your hands. Again to the left with your inhale. Circle back toward the heels. Exhale your hips to the right. And circle forward towards your hands. Continue to your left on your own. Staying with your breath. One circle equals one cycle of breath. Notice what changed when you changed directions. You might feel a little pop or crack that maybe wasn't there the other way, or one that was there perhaps disappeared. Go around one more time. And when your hips come forward at the end of your exhale and your circle is complete, shift your hips back over your knees. Walk your hands under your shoulders. Spread your fingers and press down into the pads of your fingers. Draw your shoulder blades towards each other on your back. Lift your navel to your spine. Reach back through your tailbone and out through the crown of your head. Now shift your weight to your left knee. Lift your right knee and extend it back to about hip height behind you. Press into your right hand and lift your left arm off of the floor. Bring it up to shoulder height. Turn your palm to face in and take a big breath in as you reach forward through your left fingers and back through your right heel. Now bend your right knee. Drop your belly toward the floor slightly and reach your left arm behind your back until you can put your right foot into your left hand. Press your foot into your hand. Arch your back slightly by lifting your foot up and back behind you so that your arm gets nice and long and tight like the string of a bow. Keep your right hip pressing forward gently, so you're starting to open the front of that hip. Eyes on a focal point on the floor. Breathe. Now slide your right foot out of your left hand and slowly extend your right foot back at hip height. Bring your left arm forward. Reach out through your fingers. One more stretch along that diagonal. Now bring your left hand down. Bend your right knee and step your right foot outside your right hand so it's next to your pinky finger. Place your foot down flat and ease it forward so that your toes are out in front of your knee. Shift your hips forward slightly to bring your knee right over the center of your foot. If you find you go past your toes, move your foot forward a little bit more. Now curl your left toes under and move your left knee back an inch or two so that you're resting on the top of your knee rather than on the kneecap. Once that's comfortable, flatten your foot out again and sink your hips down toward the back of your hands. Reaching toward the wrists, roll your shoulders down and back. Press your right big toe into the floor and draw your right knee towards your right upper arm, hugging it in. Notice how it feels not only in the right hip, but in the front of the left as you open the hip flexors on the left side. You can stay here on your hands. And if you're feeling a lot of sensation, that's exactly where you should stay. Maybe even grabbing a block and putting it underneath your hands so that you're a little bit higher off the floor. To go deeper in this pose, walk your hands forward about 6 inches. Bend your elbows and lower your forearms down onto the floor. If you have a bolster, a folded blanket, or a block, you can put that underneath your forearms so you're not down quite as low. If you start to strain in your hip, bring your hands back to the floor and lift your heart a little higher. If you're comfortably supported on your forearms, relax your shoulders just a bit. Relax your neck, but keep your neck in line with your upper back. Taking some breaths here in Dragon. You can experience the sensations in the right hip a little bit differently by giving your Dragon a wing. To create your wing, turn your right toes out to the right side at an angle. And then roll your right knee open to the right side until you're on the outside edge of your right foot. Once you've got your wing in place, release the hips back down toward the heels of your hands. Notice any change in the sensation in your hip. Notice your breath here. One of the ways we get comfortable in a yin pose as we're holding, as we're feeling all of that stuff that's going on, is to come back to the breath. Sometimes when I'm in a challenging yin pose, I find myself repeating the mantra, I'm okay. I'm okay here. If you're straining, if you're feeling pain, of course, back up until you are no longer feeling that strain. But if your mind is busy analyzing the discomfort in your body and telling you that you can't sit with it, back to the breath and find a mantra that works for you. Maybe I'm okay is the best one for you today. If you'd like to challenge it even more, curl your left toes under. Lift your left knee off of the floor and gently press your heel back. Keep sinking the hips down and forward. Connect in with your breath. Notice the heat that builds in your core. Your core now has all the work of holding your hips up without any support from the knee. You've created a long lever back through your left heel. And you might find your hips sinking a little bit more to the floor. Take another breath. If you lifted your left knee, lay the top of your knee back down on the floor. Point your toes back and rest on the top of your foot. If you opened your right leg out into a wing, pull your knee in until your foot flattens to the floor. Turn your toes forward and hug your right knee into your upper arm. If you're down on your forearms, slowly press your way back up onto your hands and move any props out to the side. Press your hands down, get a little bit lighter on your right foot, and then slide your right foot back. Go past hands and knees and extend the right leg all the way back, this time with the toes on the floor, curl them under. Press your heel back, gently lengthen forward through the crown of your head at the same time. Take some breaths. Now bring your right knee down underneath the left. Rearrange your knees and your hands so that you're back in table pose, with your knees below your hips and your hands under your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Press the pads of the fingers down. Now shift your weight to your right knee. Lift your left knee and extend your left leg behind you. With your foot flexed, your toes pointing down. Reach forward through the crown of your head. Press into your left hand and float your right arm forward about shoulder height so your arm is next to your ear. Turn your palm to face in. Now bend your left knee. Reach around with your right hand. And put your foot into your right hand. Press your foot into your palm. And lift your foot back and up so your body arches slightly and your right arm gets tight. Feel the front of your left hip opening up. Now slowly slide your foot out of your hand. Extend back out, reaching back through your heel, forward through your right fingers. Bring your right hand back down to the floor. Bend your left knee and step your left foot to your left pinky finger. Inch it forward so that your foot is in front of your knee. And shift your hips forward slightly. Curl your right toes under. Move your right knee back 2 to 3 inches so that you're resting on the top of your knee. Let your hips fall towards your hands. Roll your shoulders down your back. Hug your left knee to your left arm. Keep that big toe pressing down into the floor. Keep coming back to your breath. If there's room to go deeper, walk your hands forward 6 inches. Or grab your bolster, your folded blanket or block. And then drop your elbows to lower your forearms onto the floor or onto your prop. Relax your neck without tucking your chin. Keep sinking the hips down. Feeling into the stretch, which might be different on this side. If you'd like to add that dragon wing, turn your left toes away from you at an angle. So they're pointing out to the left side, just a little wider than your mat. Drop your left knee open to the left side and roll to the outside edge of that foot. Dropping your hips in, exploring what it feels like to stretch into the hips with the knee open to the side. Is it the same or different than when it was tucked in? Breathing into it. Finally, if you'd like to add the challenge, getting really into the core in dragon, curl your right toes under. Lift your knee off the floor. Feel the core engage to hold your hips up against the longer lever. It's being drawn down by gravity, keeping the hips level with the floor. Keep breathing into your stretch, no matter what phase you're at with this pose. You don't need to be in any particular expression of this pose, as long as it is where you need to be. Stay with your breath. Feel the breath move down into the stretch, as if you were breathing in warm, soothing water. Wash away any tension. Sitting with yourself in the discomfort of being you in this moment. This is how we practice. If your right knee is still up, go ahead and put that down. If your left knee is open into a wing, draw your knee in towards your body. Flatten your foot to the floor and turn your toes forward. If you're down on your forearms, lift up onto your hands. Move your props out of the way if you were using them. Keep dropping the hips. Now very slowly, wiggle your left foot back. Extend your left leg behind you with your toes on the floor, curled under. Reach your heel back, reach forward through your crown. Feel that pose release out of your body as you gently stretch open that hip that was flexed for so long. Now bring your left knee down under your hip. Walk your hands towards your knees, shift your hips and drop them to one side of your feet so you can swing your legs around and roll down onto your back. When you get to your back, draw your knees to the chest. Hold on to your knees, giving them a little hug in. Rock a bit from side to side, massaging your low back into the floor. Put your hands on top of your knees. Keep your knees together as if they were attached in between. And begin to make some circles with your knees. Your knees will be moving together at the same time in the same direction. Feel the circles that you're rolling on the floor across your low back and sacrum. Make them as big or as small as feels good to you, so that the places that are rubbing against the floor are getting the soothing that they need. Now pause and take your circles in the other direction. Gently pressing the low back and sacrum into the floor as you circle. It might feel different in this direction. pause your circles. Release your knees and set your feet down onto the floor. Slide your right leg out and your left leg out. Relax your hips. Allow your feet to splay open. Drop your arms by your sides. Slide them away. Turn your palms up. Relax your shoulders and feel your arms get heavy. Turn your head side to side a couple times and then come to that place in the middle where the spine is long, the neck an extension of the upper back. Drop your chin slightly towards your throat. Relax your shoulders. Close your eyes. Feel your spine sink down. The bones in the torso heavy. The bones in the limbs heavy. Eyes heavy in the back of their sockets. Tongue heavy in the back of your mouth. Notice again your breath. Gentle flow of breath in and out through your nose. Watch your breath return to its natural rhythm. And stay here. Resting in Savasana, final relaxation, for as long as you desire. I'll leave you now, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.